Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, Macbeth, M-C-B-E-T-H, 5-17-49. 76-year-old gentleman who lives with his nephew here in Houston, Texas. Patient has a history of renal failure, hypertension, has a Quinton catheter in the right subclavian vein, which he's been dialyzing from for 16 years. Yes, 16 years. He says he's refused any kind of access or shunt placement because he just doesn't like the way they look, period. He also has a colostomy because he had to have diverticulitis. Sir. He had severe and recurrent diverticulitis, and with history of diverticulosis, he had 8 operations and has had the colostomy since 1971, period. He used to be a crane operator on a ship. He does not smoke. He doesn't drink alcohol, period. His medication at this time includes isosorbide, 30 milligram twice a day. Omestron hydrochlorothiazide, 40 to 12 and a half. That's O-L-M-E-S-A-R-T-A-N, hydrochlorothiazide, 20 to 12 and a half once a day. Fenofibrate, 54 milligram once a day. Simvastatin, 40 milligram once a day. Coric, 12 and a half milligram twice a day. Robaxin, 500 milligram PRN as needed, hydralazine 25 milligram TID, Pepcid 20 milligram twice a day, Plavix 75 milligram a day, Lisinopril 20 milligram a day, Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day. Period. Family history: mom had heart renal failure and hypertension and coronary artery disease. Period. Patient states that at one time he was a heavy alcohol user but has not drank or smoked for years. Period. He is also single and has no children. Period. Review of system. Patient has lost 78 pounds in the past 2 years. He's very thin. He's debilitated. He used the wheelchair to get around, but most of the time he stays in bed till he gets till he goes on his ride to dialysis on Saturday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. He lives in one room, basically, very cluttered with lots of memorabilia and lots of memorabilia of his past. Put that in there, period. On exam, O2 sat 100%, O2 saturation, I'm sorry, heart rate is 107, blood pressure is 158 over 79, with a heart rate of... with a temperature of 97.8 and respiration of 18, period. Heart, positive, 1, positive, 2, lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, colostomy present, working well, skin, no rash, Quinton catheter present, right subclavian, no sign of infection, lower extremity, 1 plus edema, neurological movement all 4 extremities without any evidence of unilateral paralysis or weakness, period. Assessment, 76-year-old gentleman with history of hypertension, renal failure, on hemodialysis for many years, period, colostomy as a result of diverticulosis and recurrent diverticulitis after 8 operations, and who's become severely debilitated. He has lost a tremendous amount of weight. He has ADL dependency. He has to wear a diaper. He stays in bed now most of the time. He's sleeping states at least 10 to 12 hours a day. Patient is in need of provider services and more extensive care at home to be able to care for himself. For his nephew, since he works during the day most of the time and patient is left alone by himself, somewhere in there put down past surgical history, all related to diverticulosis and colostomy surgeries in the past. Recent hospitalization, also put that in there. He recently was hospitalized with a fall and muscle spasms and leg pain, but did not sustain any fractures or other internal injuries. I come back to assessment. Patient also has a history of BPH. Used to be on Flomax. He's no longer. Is no longer taking Flomax at this time, period, because of scant amount of urine production, period. And then put down overall prognosis is quite grave for this 76-year-old gentleman who appears much older than stated age. Period. Ooh, you know what? That medication list, that belongs to somebody else. So sorry, you have to take that off. Correction, medication list. He's had a history of, he's had a history of hypertension, BPH, coronary artery disease, and atherosclerotic heart disease. He was on numerous medications in the past, but has not been able to see his PCP. And he's not taking any of his medications at this time. So put that in there for his medication. If you keep that list and just take it to the next patient, I can tell you about the next patient. The next patient is going to be Bobby Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N this time. He was born 2/15/59, so he's a 66-year-old gentleman who was evaluated for hospice and palliative care here in Houston, Texas. He's a truck driver. He suffers from COPD, blood clots, in 2008 in his leg, and then subsequent recent blood clot that required hospitalization recently because he quit taking his Eliquis, period. He does not have a provider. He lives by himself, but he has a niece that stays with him most of the time. His surgical history is related to ankle surgery 2008 and coronary artery disease and stent placement in his heart. Social, he's originally from Navasota, N-A-V-A-S-O-T-A. He's single. He has 3 children. He does smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. Used to be a truck driver. His date of birth is 2/15/59. I think I said that. Both were seen today, which is 12/8. What's today? Saturday, 12/6. Family history of mom and dad died of old age. Medications includes the medication list that I put in for the other person. You can just put it in this one now. Review of system, shortness of breath, weakness, weight loss, debility, shortness of breath, both with activity and rest. He uses his albuterol at least 4 to 6 times a day. Period. Blood pressure is 144/94, O2 sats 96%, pulse is 65, respiration is 18. Heart positive one, positive two, with a few ectopics. Lungs, ronchi, and rals. Coarse breath sounds. Abdomen soft. Lower extremity, 1 plus edema. Neurological non-focal. Skin shows no rash. This is a debilitated 66-year-old gentleman who lives with his niece, has a history of COPD, tobacco abuse, currently using, still smoking, does not want to quit smoking, has had recent hospitalization for DVT in the lower extremity on the left side related to a history of recurrent DVT related to ankle surgery back in 2008. He also suffers from hypertension, COPD, weight loss of 10 pounds, debility, bladder incontinence, anxiety, mild air hunger, coronary artery disease, anisosorbide, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux, and recurrent blood clots, which has become much debilitated and associated with weight loss, weakness, and shortness of breath related to COPD in the past 6 to 8 weeks. Thank you.